The clock is ticking, so stop making excuses.
Hey, Jules, it's Wisdom Wednesday. Yes, you heard it right. It's Wisdom Wednesday. So that means that it's time for us to get into another great episode coming from the Precious Jewel You, I Forgive Me podcast. Yes, but first, let me remind you to go and follow us on Instagram at Precious Jewel You. That way you can find out more information about what's going on in the Jewel community, okay? All right, so let's get into this episode. Remember to go out and forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Why? Because you are God's precious jewel, and He wants nothing more but for you to walk in His divine purpose for your life the right way. All right, let's get into this episode. Check it out. I am so excited about this day. I'm so excited. This is the day that God, He has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all just don't know how excited I am. I'm about this day, about life, just about life. And I just thank God for His saving grace. I thank God for His grace and mercies. I just thank God for newness. So y'all, listen. Stop making excuses. Yes, you heard me. Stop making excuses. Y'all, I was sitting thinking yesterday, and then I was thinking some more on this morning. And I was like, Lord, we make a lot of excuses for a lot of things. So while we're not getting out, doing things, while we can't go out and accomplish this and accomplish that. And I was just sitting back and thinking about that thing. And I was like, Lord, it's time out to be making excuses. It's time out for us to be sitting around just making excuses for this and that and the other. It's time out for that. It's time for the people of God. It's time for the kingdom people. Yes, kingdom people to rise up and walk in the prosperity that God has laid out for us. It's time to stop making excuses. And so I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to myself too, because like I said, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about it for myself. I'm like, Marie, you got to stop making these excuses about why this can't happen, or why that can't happen, or why this. And you know, you got to stop making excuses, and you got to get up, and you got to do it. Just do it. And a lot of time, excuses come from fear. Yes, excuses come from fear. But y'all know what the Bible says. The word says God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear. So my word to you all today is stop making excuses. Stop letting the devil talk you out of doing this and talk you out of doing that and talk you out of going and pursuing this and going and pursuing that and talk you out of stepping out on faith and doing this and stepping on the faith and doing that. Stop allowing the devil to make you fear. Stop making excuses. Excuses is nothing but fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of to feel like we are defeated in whatever area. God has not given us the spirit to feel like we cannot conquer. God has not given us that spirit. So y'all go out and conquer and do what God has already. Like I said in my prayer the other day, everything is already worked out for us. Everything is already worked out for us. We just got to catch up to it. We just got to step out and go to it. We got to catch up to it. Our mind, our heart, our whole being got to catch up what God has already worked out for us. If we just step out, if we just get up and just step out and don't quit, continue to put one foot in front of the other and continue to go until you reach it, until you catch up to it. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear stop you. So stop making excuses and go out and get what God has already laid out for you. It's already there. It is already there waiting on you. You just got to go out and get it. You got to catch up to it. It's already there. So stop making excuses. Yes, stop making excuses. and go out and get what God has for you. Go out and get it, because it's yours anyway. So don't let the devil talk you out of it. Go out and get what's yours. You all be blessed. Stop making excuses. I love you all so much, but God loves you so much more. And that's why he called you his precious jewel.